Greetings. This is James Gilman broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, where the women are strong, the men are good-looking, and the children, well, most of them have become abducted. But anyway, we have quite a show for you tonight. We're actually having an event here at the Sanctuary. I'm broadcasting from the conference building right now. You might hear a little interference in the background. That's mainly because of all the people walking around and chairs being moved and things of that nature. But we showed a lot of the awesome footage here around 3 o'clock today and had a nice dinner break. And now people are in there watching the new movie, Contact Has Begun. And hopefully we'll be able to interview some of the people afterward. But we thought we would go into the show, talk about a few things going on. And then later on, I'm going to go upstairs and take the phone upstairs, and we're going to produce a live meditation for initiating contact. And we're going to get a lot of the people, after they saw the movie, to gather in a nice circle, and we're going to do a nice guided meditation to open up the doors and, you know, open up the energies for contact. This is a very special place here. It's a very high-frequency place. So we're going to, open some major doors when we do this, and people can contact us just in the same meditative process. And a lot of people, the last time we did this exercise, felt the energy, they felt the connection, and they felt the shift happen within themselves. So you can connect to the high energy vortex here as well through the airwaves. You know, there is no time, distance, or space in spirit. And we'll be doing that meditation probably around 8:30, I believe, is when we're going to do it. So we're going to do initiation for a contact, and then we're going to move it on out to the field and see what happens afterwards, and have a nice drumming flute ceremony, and just overall just have a good time and see what this initiation brings or opening this door. But last night we had some incredible activity. We had a gentleman came up here with night vision, and they had three night vision scopes that we used, and it just lit the whole sky up. And ordinarily we see maybe 20, 30 ships. This time we saw 50 to 100 ships. I mean, there's things we didn't even know were going on up there above our heads. And when we had the night vision, you know, it was very, very clear what was going on. But, you know, it's pretty amazing what's going on there. You can see the ships much clearer with the night vision. You can see the double effect. You know, some of them are doubles. They split apart and go in two different directions, come back together again. They would flash each other, and it's just amazing, you know, how much better you see them. You know, unfortunately, these goggles cost about, you know, $3,900 or so for these goggles. So it's a little bit beyond our budget right now, but hopefully we can get some of these in the future. We're looking to get something with a hookup so we can actually film these and put them on the website or show them for anybody who wants to see them. But it's pretty amazing to look through these goggles, you know, and see what's going on. There's a lot of energy going on here. People are having trouble lately with their computers, their phone lines, everything. Even this transmission has a little bit of weird energy going on with it, I can tell. But the energies are really kicking up right now. And I don't know about you folks, but my dreams have gone just totally crazy the past 3 or 4 days. I've never had so many dreams, and just strange dreams. Dreams that are not normal for the usual type of dreams I have. But, you know, it's quite interesting. There's a lot of interference in consciousness going on, and it's up to us to stay centered and clean up these negative energies or any of these influences, and just keep focusing on the world we want to see. One of the things that we've been watching, I've been watching the news lately, and you know, there's these 5 missing nukes, which was kind of interesting that seemed to show up, and you know, I guess the orders came from on high, you know, in our leadership, that they loaded a plane up with 5 nukes for some undetermined destination. And luckily, some very high-up people in the military, you know, actually found the courage and integrity to challenge this. And there was just the exposure of this and shutting this down actually, I think, subverted some major events that were on the horizon that many psychics were seeing. So So hopefully this will keep up. The more we can pump the grid with this positive, loving energy, and the more we can support these courageous leaders that are stepping up to the plate and that are regaining their courage and their integrity, the less a lot of these very negative scenarios have to manifest. But, you know, again, it's up to us. We have to do our part as a collective and both on every level, you know, spirit, mind, and body. We have to work on cleaning up our consciousness, cleaning up our environment, cleaning up our bodies. On every level, we need to work on this, you know, to adjust to this new shift, these new energies. There's, you know, we need to say some prayers for Indonesia right now. They are just rocking and rolling. A lot of people ask me what's going on, and I've been telling people that the Earth has been overheating for some time right now, where our whole solar system is entering into a new place in the universe, and it's a highly energized place, and so the sun is reacting to this and throwing off massive solar flares and coronal mass ejections, and we are getting a little help in there because some of the ETs are actually blocking some of these kill shots that were headed for the Earth. Hopefully they'll continue to do so. But the Earth is overheating, it's expanding, and that's creating pressure, and that pressure has to be released, and you're seeing this being, a lot of it being released over in Indonesia and some of these other countries right now. But, you know, heads up, keep an eye on the USGS site, keep an eye on the SOHO site, the Solar Observatory site, and, you know, keep a heads up on your own inner guidance right now, because there's, you know, a lot of changes, and some of these changes are, you know, happening as we speak, and some are unfolding, you know, in the oceans, which is not really good news if you're living on the coast. There's a lot of events happening around the world. There's a big push, it seems, that like a lot of the spiritual leadership, a lot of the just groups around the world are calling out for world peace, you know, and they want to clean up the environment. And they're putting a lot of pressure, and a lot of countries are coming forward and just saying, you know, enough's enough, that we're not going to go with this program anymore. And they're being very vocal, and I think even some of the top people in our present administration are starting to come out and say, you know, global warming is real, we have a short amount of time to do something about it, and you know, they're tired of all the disinformation and, you know, the other nonsense going on. But overall, it's getting pretty interesting out there. Hopefully it'll hang on a second. We got a little. Okay, we're back. We had a little thing mysteriously fall down here, but we caught it. Our own little catastrophe just happened in the microcosm. So hopefully the macrocosm's not going to follow. But anyway, I kind of jerry-rigged a little system here to keep out some of the outer noise, and you know, it worked as long as it was supposed to work, I guess, and so now it's kind of coming apart, but looks like we're back together again, and we'll continue. If people want to call in, we have some time here for call-ins before the event. Again, it's probably about another 20 minutes. We're going to be going upstairs for the initiation and the world healing meditations, and then we're going to take it outside into the field after that. But we definitely have space for call-ins, and you know, people want to call in and talk about what they've been experiencing as far as the inner planes and some of the visions that they've been seeing. It'd be great, you know. Hopefully, on a positive note, we can talk about some of the contacts that have been going on. The footage that we have right now is just phenomenal. We're getting massive motherships over Mount Adams, where we're located. We're getting photograph after photograph, all taken by guests, of metallic ships. We've got light ships. We've got energy ships, every kind of ship you can imagine. So, you know, people are wondering when contact is going to happen. I mean, they're here right now for anybody with an open mind and a loving heart. And you put that intention out there, you're going to start seeing them, and they're going to be contacting you on an inner level from within. So, you know, as Father Michal says, you know, it's not up to them to drop down into our frequency and prove that they exist. It's up to us to rise up to their frequency and get with the awakening and healing process, which is what they're involved in. There's a lot of, you might say, a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of ego running around, and people saying, you know, I'm the only contactee, and you know, we're the ones only working with us, and this group and that group. I'm hearing everything out there. It's really coming to the surface where, you know, some are saying, oh, everybody else is government contact, and that's disinformation, but I'm the only way, and it's just, it's getting so ridiculous. On my travels, I kept hearing all this nonsense, and one thing that was missing was cooperation. There was just so much competition and backstabbing, and you know, it was kind of sad watching that, and very little cooperation. Seems like we have a call. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Marcia. I'm down in close to Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, great.
And I wanted to tell you, I just found out about you about 2 months ago, and then just last week, for this, I went and got an old digital camera, and for the first time, I went in my backyard and I took pictures, and I got orbs.
Oh, great.
I got orbs, and then I went with my friend out in the field in Cotati, and I took 3 pictures. The first picture, nothing. The second picture, 1 orb. And the third picture, there were like 30 orbs.
Oh, it's amazing what happens when you initiate, you know, the experience. And especially, how old's your son?
How's what?
Did you say you took your son with you?
No, my friend.
Oh, your friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never seen UFOs before, and I've seen 3 in the last month up in the sky, clearly, absolutely nothing I've ever seen before, bright and beautiful, and I could feel it in my heart.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot lately, and was driving up that I-5 corridor, and it seems like every time in your area there seems to be all kinds of activity. I don't know what's going on down there, but my brother lives in Santa Cruz, California as well, and he's been seeing a lot of craft going up and down the fault lines there. So it seems like they're doing something there to help mitigate some of the changes.
Yeah, it's just wonderful, and I thank you so much because my life has totally changed.
Now, do you feel them before you even photograph them, or?
The orbs, I just went out and started photographing, and I was just really happy and fun, and then they just started showing up, and then one showed up really, really close, and then I got a little nervous. But mostly, out my back door, there's like 20 or 30 or more.
Yeah.
And the ones, when I saw this big flash way up in the stars, something happened inside of me. I was like a child.
Yeah.
And I was so wide open and so astonished. And so it's been more of just a childlike joy.
You know, that is the energy, especially the Palladians. When you hook into them, it's very giddy energy. It's kind of childlike and fun, and it makes everybody giddy before the ships appear. We already know they're here because you feel the energy exchange.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to stay with you for the program, and then we're going to go outside. And so we're having our little orb fest here, the two of us.
Oh, good. Well, you have to send me copies of the photographs when you get them.
I will, absolutely. I've got this old Olympus digital, and as soon as I can, I will. I'll send them to you.
Do you have the internet? Can you download them on the internet?
Well, one of the cameras we already have online, so we'll get it to you.
Oh, nice.
And they're real clear.
Oh,
and then the other ones I'll get to you when I can.
Is there any children there or children involved? Or?
No.
Because what I find out is that they're very attracted to that divine feminine energy and children as well. Those really bring the orbs in.
Yeah, and well, they're here. It's just amazing.
A lot of men have trouble getting into their hearts and out of their minds, you know, so it's a little harder for them. But it seems a lot of the younger generation men are figuring this one out.
Well, my partner, he's 53. And he went outside, and his first shot, he got an orb.
Oh, great.
So.
Yeah. You know, it all depends on what you're attuned to, you know, and your consciousness. And if you are a loving person, you know, you you're going to attract these loving beings because they're hanging out. Yeah, they're hanging out just looking for somebody to play with, basically.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really great. And we'll be with you tonight in spirit and heart.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. It's working. The experiment is on track. And what we're finding out, too, the last experiment we did on the Art Bell Show, where we had over 15 million listeners listening, and we tried to initiate contact, you know, with the more benevolent beings by focusing on love and joy and bliss and sending that out into the universe and saying, you know, we need help. Basically, in doing so, their lines were jammed, and both their emails and their phone lines, they couldn't handle the amount of people that were calling in that actually saw the ships, and everything from huge light ships to ships shooting plasma balls over their heads to show them that they were a ship, and to telepathic contacts. People felt energy moving all through their bodies, and there's about every experience you can imagine, right down to physical craft. You know, people seeing physical craft hovering, you know, right above their houses. So, you know, I had an interesting phenomenon here. It's kind of funny, but I was out at a local place getting some food, and it's a bar as well. It's a tavern type thing, and I stopped to get some pizza there. And a man came out, and you know, you could tell he'd been drinking quite a bit, and I just kept focusing love towards him, and he just said, you know, I've never seen anything. I've never seen anything. And he started saying, you know what? I keep seeing your face. I don't know why I keep seeing your face. And he said this incredible blue light appeared to him. And so I just listened to his story and just kept focusing love and staying out of judgment. Pretty soon he shifted. He went through a major shift. We've got another caller here. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
Hi there, James.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Jose.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I am very well. I am listening right now to your wonderful show, and I got to say, it's just amazingly beautiful that a lot of people are starting to experience all this wonderful energy and starting to experience what the orbs are all about.
Yeah, so you couldn't make it up this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I could not make it up this weekend, but I gotta say, last weekend I had an amazing experience with orbs again.
Uh-huh.
I have some I photographed some amazing pictures of orbs.
Yeah.
Last week, while we had a young group of teenagers, I took several pictures, and they were surrounded by them. So
uh-huh.
I just listened on the radio show that the orbs are attracted to younger energies, and
uh-huh.
I proved it. It was just amazing.
Well, I wish you were here to kind of gather everybody together again, because we're going to bring out the drums and the flutes, and we're really going to have some fun out there in the field and do an initiation. Actually, I showed some of your photographs here, some of your earlier photographs that you have of the huge cylinder ships over the mountain and those incredible cloud formations, and, you know, people were shocked by it. They go, oh, my God, you know, this is real. And I said, you're darn right, it's real.
Yeah, on the past times when I've been there, you know, just put the gratitude thought in front of everything, and just the kind thoughts and love thoughts, and it just happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
they love that.
I think anytime you get into your joy, which I notice that you exude, you know, when you're here, you're having fun. And you know, people that just are in their joy and into spirit and just having a good time, and they're not into judgment, and it's amazing. The orbs are all around them.
Yeah, my mother was with me last weekend, and she was surrounded.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's so full of good energy. And
oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they were inviting her, I suppose. Because every shot that I took of her, there was one little guy always standing by her, and until she decided to stand up.
Yeah, there's a wonderful grandmother that was here, and we took a picture of her, and the orbs created a giant vortex, and you could see this huge orb tunnel right next to her. It was amazing. And it was definitely an opening, you know, to another dimension.
Yeah, indeed. My gosh. Anyway, I just wanted to say that my heart and my best thoughts are to all of you that are up there on the ranch doing such a great job, and also to all the brothers and sisters that are attending this wonderful fest, and that I will be there with my spirit, even though I physically can't, but my thoughts are there, and I will meditate and connect with you.
Great.
I can.
Great. I hope the rest of the audience will join us as well, and at 8:30, and I'm going to actually take this phone upstairs. I can't take my whole studio up there, but I'm going to take a phone up there and hopefully be able to broadcast up there and do this nice initiation meditation and just see what comes up, you know, and really anchor the energy into this building. I mean, it's already here, but it doesn't help to keep cranking it up, you know.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, wonderful job. And thank you so much for letting me call you guys.
Yeah, and I hope to see you again up here real soon.
Real soon, indeed.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Love. Bye.
All right, take care. Great. Well, what can I say? seems like the callers are saying it all. You really think about it. It gives you hope when you have a lot of people like that, you know, around the country that are listening to these broadcasts and that they're experiencing the orbs. And the dimensions are coming closer, you know, the veils are coming down. And there's a new movie coming out about orbs and called The Veil is Lifting. And I'm in that movie as well. Hope and Randy Mead were involved up here, and we introduced them to orbs, and they just took it off and made a wonderful movie about it. So that's going to be coming out soon, along with Michal Ledwith is involved as well, and he's also doing a book on orbs, talking about the different types of orbs. So it should get really interesting here with all this new information coming out. It seems the people are doing the groundwork now and creating the books and the videos and everything to introduce people to this phenomenon that's happening everywhere around the world. So it's again, we're all doing our part in the vibrational lifting and healing of humanity and the earth. Going back to some of the negative stuff, it's funny because I have scientists that have come here and other people that just want to bring this big negative drama here, and they last, you know, maybe one evening, and that's about it. And everything comes up to the surface. And most of them usually go through a big process and a healing, and the next thing you know, they're on the team, and they're helping us, you know, get this information out. And, you know, people that were very, just create a lot of controversy and a lot of chaos, you know, around them, a lot of problems, have gone through a huge shift here, and now they're working with us. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, they come up and they're very scientific, very skeptical, and then they start looking at all the evidence, and then it becomes real for them and start showing up on their own cameras, you know, and then they just go, damn, I guess I've got to look at this because this is real, and the next thing you know, they're your ally. So it's all about creating allies, not againstness. And, you know, if people don't want to believe in these things and don't want to deal with these things, just, you know, like the radio show, just say as you wish and move on, you know, and find people that do, you know, and hang out with people that are on the same path, you know, that are moving in the same direction. But, you know, we can't push or force our will on anybody else, which is exactly what these higher dimensional beings do. They're not going to force their will on anybody, but, you know, if there's a strong group energy here and the group wants to have this experience, they're going to have the experience, and regardless of a couple skeptics. But, you know, it doesn't help, though. I mean, they do bring the energy down a little bit, but as a group, we just bring it right back up again and address the issue. Overall, I think this planet is turning around. I think some amazing things are coming through some venues ordinarily you wouldn't think that you're going to see. I mean, you're going to see things coming through the mainstream media right now where before they used to just really push the terror card and the, the status quo, and now a lot of them are realizing, look, you know, we have to start talking about these other things and have to start being a little more progressive and bringing out the new information, and they're starting to do so because they're losing all credibility right now. Even the, a lot of the newscasters are realizing, you know what, you know, we're tired of censoring all this stuff, and it's happening everywhere, it's in the skies everywhere, and you know, being that they're not talking about it shows that they are just nothing more than talking heads and puppets, and they're getting tired of that role, you might say. So, you know, there's good people in every venue. There are even the military and the alphabet agencies. There's a lot of people in those venues right now that are coming forward, and they're saying, look, you know, we're here to serve. We're here to serve humanity and the earth. We're here to serve America, and we're going to do what's highest and best good for America, not for just some elite group, which is nice. So eventually, a lot of these people with the new energies coming in are having, you might call them, impeccable integrity attacks. And their courage is coming forward, and they're realizing that, you know, they have a brain, and it's time to start using it, you know, and start looking at the karmic consequences of acting in ways that aren't in the highest and best good of humanity and the earth, because the shifts and the movements that we're going through right now are going to be intense, and you really want to get off that action-reaction karma, or what you might call truckma, that's coming down the road here, because, you know, the information I'm getting over and over again is that there's a grand accelerator coming, a higher consciousness and energy, and if you're not with the flow and you're not vibrating in a higher level when these energies come through, it's going to wreak havoc on your life, and there's going to be a thing called almost instant karma, and everything's going to be uncovered. So that's coming down the pike. It's already started, and the true motives and the true intentions and are coming forward for everybody to see, and everything's becoming very, very transparent. You know, that's just part of a huge cycle that's going on. You know, I'm not taking any credit for it. You know, it's something that the source itself has decided that it's going to the next level. And, you know, we're all welcome to join, and the Earth is moving forward in her awakening and healing process, and we're welcome to flow with her and join in this process. But standing against it is just it seems like it'd be the height of ignorance to try to stand against this flow, because it's unimaginable. The force and the power and the consciousness behind this shift, it's not stoppable. You know, we're going, kicking and screaming, but we're going. You know, there's so much information out there. Even the Oregonian, I just picked up the Oregonian magazine a couple days ago, and they said, you know, scientists are baffled by Greenland, which is melting down, you know, at an enormous rate that they never even dreamed of. And they're saying the sea levels are going to rise 23 feet, you know, just by the ice shelves that are melting right now. You know, I think that's you might say, underestimation, because the way that all the, you know, that's just one area they're talking about, but it's happening globally. So anyway, we're definitely in the throes of these changes. I can still hear the movie going on upstairs, so, you know, as soon as I can hear the movie going on, as soon as the movie starts cutting down, I'll be able to go upstairs and bring the phone up and see if we can gather everybody into a nice circle. We still have some room for any more callers if anybody wants to call in. We've got just a couple more minutes, and then we'll have to break and go upstairs. But, it's, you know, it's definitely just 3 or 4 minutes out, I think, before we move into the next level, or having the nice guided meditation to initiate contact. You know, it's very important when doing this. I'm going to talk a little bit during the event, but I'll give the listeners here a little preview. It's very important to focus on the most loving, joyous energy that you can muster up. Think of a time when you were extremely happy, when you're very blissed out or very loving, or it could be any point in your life, and if you can't think of anything, just just think of what it would be like to go into the future and live a life in harmony with each other and nature and a very high frequency lifestyle, you might say. That's dream the dream that you want to experience, dream the life you want to experience, and just focus as much love and joy and bliss into that. And what we're going to do is try to generate some wonderful energy here and send that out into the collective consciousness, into the grid, and keep firing this grid. The more people that get involved in sending this energy into the grid, the faster we can turn around, and the less we have to experience some of these intense changes that are underway. I was telling people a story here about Hawaii at the Hawaii conference, where we did a very powerful meditation and we had an earthquake right underneath us, and everybody experienced that quake all around us, but we didn't feel a thing because we were in a different frequency. We had moved out of that reality into a different reality. For the 30 minutes that this quake was happening, for 30 minutes we're in this deep meditative state and we didn't experience a thing. So it is possible to move out of these timelines or out of that frequency and move into a different frequency, and you can miss some of these things. But a lot of times when you come back, we came back and everybody was standing outside the building trying to figure out what the heck just happened, and it kind of blew their minds. Because when we walked out, we didn't even know it hit, and it hit right underneath us. So, if that is a possibility, don't get into, I call it spiritual ego or denial. If you're living along the coast, I don't know if you're going to be, might be able to move out of that timeline for a little while, but when you come back to it and come back into this reality, you might experience, quite a mess around you. You might reappear underwater, you might say. So I would just keep a major heads up on the USGS site, on the solar activity, and just watch the news and be aware of what's happening in your environment, because these environments are changing. I would strongly suggest to meditate before you go to sleep at night and ask, what is my purpose? What is my unique purpose for being here? Where do I need to be during these changes? And when you get this guidance, to act on it, make sure and write it down. And you'll be surprised. You might be guided to do something entirely different than you're doing now. Or you might be guided to move to another area, which is different from where you're used to living. But the trouble, or the hard part, you might say, with that is the letting go of the attachment to people, places, and things, and moving solely on your own inner guidance. I mean, that's a very tough one. People are very locked into social consciousness and into jobs and houses and material acquisitions and things of that nature, so it's very hard for them to move out of that reality into a greater reality. But we're all going to get a crash course in attachment and denial. So, well, I'm hearing the movie is over with, so I'm going to switch phones and see if we can go up and get everybody into this guided meditation. Hopefully we won't have too much of a... Okay, you with us? Yeah, I think we're back on the air. So I've got my mobile headset. We're hearing the end of the movie. I heard everybody clap, so it sounds like it's over and we're moving into the next phase. I'm going to be going upstairs here in just a minute. As we speak, I can hear people moving around, setting up the chairs, moving the chairs out of the way. Getting ready for the next phase. You can hear the music playing in the background, the very end of the meditation. Hopefully somebody will be hitting the lights. Okay, we're still getting set up here. Go ahead and hit the lights and get everybody in a circle if you want. So we're getting everybody joining together in a circle here. They're organizing it right now. Seems like everybody's sitting through the credits, which is a good sign. But looks like we're almost ready to set up, do a little initiation experiment. We got clear skies overhead. Right now I'm looking at the Big Dipper. And I'm hearing chairs moving around everywhere there. So it looks like we're almost ready to get on with the meditation. And then we'll go on from there. A lot of people coming out and moving chairs. Looks like we're moving into a circle. Okay, we're lining up. We're lining everybody up here. It'd be nice to line, if we could line up in a circle all around the crystal.
On the chairs?
No, we can all stand. We can move the chairs and stand and hold hands for the...
We've got to be standing for a
minute. Just a few minutes.
Oh, that's all right.
You won't notice the difference. There'll be so much energy coming in. It'll hold you up. But we're still broadcasting live here. Everybody's coming together in a circle. We're getting closer. You guys all want to join in a circle, like right around here, create a circle. You back up a little bit over there. We're going to circle right around this nice crystal object up here. But, yeah, I've got a holding the phone here for the group. Are you all ready? Looks like we're ready. Okay, what we're doing here is we're in a circle right now. And for everybody want to say hi to As You Wish Talk Radio?
Hi!
There's a wonderful group here, and we're all holding hands in a nice circle around a wonderful tetrahedron with a big crystal in the middle of us, if you want to visualize that. And what we're going to do is we're going to create an energy and create a nice swirling energy and send up a big beam of light. And up there, and whenever we do this, we seem to have all kinds of activity afterwards because they pick up this energy. And we're going to blast right through the dimensions when we do this. So what we're going to do is I want everybody to just kind of, what I want you to do is just relax, take a few deep breaths, and just breathe in as much love and joy and peace as you can. And on the exhale, just breathe out any of the troubles of the day. You know, take another deep breath, and when you let the exhale out again, just let go of anybody during the day that you might have had any conflicts with or problems with. And then just breathe in again, and just breathe in the love and the light and the joy. And then what I want you to do is visualize some wonderful energy filling this room, this golden white light. And I want you to see this golden white light like a giant ball of light in the center of this room spinning. You feel the energy spinning through you, spinning from your left, going out your right. And this large ball of golden energy. Know that this ball is just pure love and joy and bliss. It's coming from the golden plane of bliss, and we're generated in the middle of this room. And I want you to see this energy just expanding, expanding, moving through you, moving behind you. You see it spinning faster and faster, and I want you to see a big crystalline tube surrounding us. It's going out behind us. It's 3 or 4 feet behind us. And visualize this wonderful crystalline tube shooting up through the heavens. And know that you're safe and you're totally protected within this crystalline tube. And I want you to visualize this golden ball of energy spinning faster and faster and faster. See it dissolving any low frequencies. See it dissolve in any densities in every cell, every muscle, every bone of your body. See them becoming illuminated. See this golden energy spinning, swirling. See it dissolving anything in your mental and emotional body. Any old wounds or traumas or wrong conclusions from past experiences, see this all dissolving by this wonderful golden energy. And see this golden energy preparing you for contact, is preparing you to connect to these higher beings, these pure, loving, joyous, ultra-dimensional beings. See it spinning faster and faster, taking you up into the higher frequencies. Taking you up into the blue realm, into the golden realm. Taking you higher and higher. You can visualize your choice of ascended master, the Buddha, the Christ, White Eagle, Mary, any of these beings, these divine feminine beings, whoever you feel comfortable with, whoever you feel is in your highest and best good, that is there to serve in the awakening healing of humanity and the earth, invite them in. And keep this energy spinning. See it going out, expanding out. And see this giant crystalline tube being fully eliminated or fully illuminated by this energy, this golden, blissful energy. See this energy just completely filling this tube, going all the way up to the source itself, collecting and connecting right into the Godhead. And then see this wonderful energy coming down from the very source itself, coming down this crystalline tube, going into the earth, filling the entire earth with this higher consciousness and energy, these higher frequencies. Welcome all the ultra-dimensionals, all the masters, all the angelic guides to assist in this process, and see this energy expanding out to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, expanding further and further. And see it illuminating our own God selves from the very core of our beings and expanding out and becoming one with the entire planet. See it touching all of nature, the nature kingdoms, moving out further, touching all of humanity, dissolving any darkness, any conflict, dissolving all this back into the nothingness. And see this releasing the past, totally cleansing the past, allowing us a brighter future, a future with more love and more joy and more peace and harmony. Visualize an entire planet honoring the diversity, living in harmony with each other, united in the awakening healing process. See all cultural, all religious boundaries falling. Focus in on the love and the joy and the bliss, transcending all culture and religious boundaries. Focusing back into the basics. And just feel this energy spinning faster and faster and faster, increasing the frequencies of all of us that are participating in this and the planet as well. Knowing that what is done to one is done to all. See the spinning faster and faster and faster, expanding more and more and more. See the entire earth feeling these energies. The entire globe with the beautiful, golden, loving, joyous, blissful energy surrounding it. We're going to move beyond any of the lower frequencies, moving into a whole different frequency, a whole different timeline. And start focusing on the world that you want to see, the world where we're all living in harmony with each other and living in harmony with nature. We're all connected in service the highest and best good of humanity and the earth. And feel the gratitude of the angelic realms, the ascended masters, the ultra-dimensionals. Allow your heart to open and feel the gratitude of the work that you're doing and the gratitude and love for you, each and every one of you individually and collectively. Allow that energy to move through you, releasing the past, moving forward. And know this is available to everyone, individually and collectively on the planet. And go within and ask for help. We have to initiate this. Ask for help. We can use all the help we can get in these times. Be it angelic guides, ascended masters, or the ultra-dimensionals, or the spiritually and technologically advanced UFOs. Ask for help in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. And make it very clear that this is where we want to go. We do want to ascend. We do want to move beyond the lower frequencies, beyond the aggression, beyond the competition, and learn to cooperate in peace and harmony. Send that out with all the love and joy that you can muster. Think of a beautiful time in your life, somebody that you love, somebody that you care about. Send this energy out. Let the universe know that this is a civilization and a planet worth saving, and that we'll use whatever help we can get. And know that we are going to do our part as well to initiate this help and bring this in. Now that we've created this wonderful energy, it'd be nice for us to do some toning or some oming or whatever feels comfortable to the group. And you can use any of the vowel sounds that feel good to you, like A, E, I, O, or U. You can do the amen, or you can do the om. Or whatever feels comfortable, go ahead and chime in. And we'll start and bring in this wonderful energy and do some toning. One last om. Don't be shy. Give it all you've got now. Just really belt out the om.
you. So I guess we're going out to the Skywatch, going out to the field and see what's flying overhead. I wouldn't be surprised if you walk out right now and start seeing something overhead. We've got a few more minutes to go. If anybody wants to comment about the movie or the show, say a quick comment. We're walking through the group here. Here we go. We have an unsuspecting person here. We're going to corner. Do you want to go on the show really quick? Sure. Okay, what's your name?
Betsy.
You just saw the movie and participated in the OM. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you experienced both in the movie and in the circle?
Well, I wasn't able to watch the whole movie, just coming in from Portland and setting up camp so we can stay warm. But there's just so much joy here. When I drove up into the property here, there was just this feeling of joy. I was feeling a little stressed getting out of the city, and I just was able to just let go of the lower energy and fall into the higher vibration, and we just had this beautiful circle of love and bliss. I have tears coming down my face just expressing my gratitude and feel so good to be needed, and it's just a really wonderful place to be. And thank you, James.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got one person. It seems like everybody's running outside the building right now to see what they can see. Yeah, I know we definitely sent a big light out into the universe here, and we'll see what happens with that light. I think we've got another. We have another victim here. Everybody's hugging each other and sending all kinds of love and light outside. It's quite a moving experience here. Okay, we're live on the air. So, you want to say a few words about the movie and the energy that you experienced? Go ahead.
I just want to thank James for what he does, what he's doing for the Earth. And the movie is incredible. I didn't know any of this. And he is a beautiful human being. We're so blessed to have him.
Okay, I'll give you your $5 later. So, no, we're just kidding. But it's been a great experience here. We're moving on out and looking at the field now to see. Looks like we do have pretty clear skies here. We can see Cassiopeia right above us, the Big Dipper on the left. I don't hear anybody screaming yet, but everybody's moving on out to the field, and we'll see what appears. We had amazing activity last night. Hopefully it'll go again. We just need a two-hour show to cover all this. But anyway, it looks like we're getting pretty close to the end of the hour here. I think I've got maybe just a minute left or so. But I just want to thank everybody for participating in the experiment here and initiating, you know, doing your own initiation, all the other people that are watching the skies and sending us incredible photographs. I think that's awesome. And we've got just a lot of people involved in this around the world, internationally now, that are participating in initiating contact and asking for help and connecting into all the ultra-dimensional beings and ascended masters and angelic guides. And it's very important that we just let go of all these cultural and religious boundaries and start uniting. I love it what Mother Mary said. She said that peace will come through the hearts and minds of the people, not through institutions. And it is the people that are going to have to rise up and say enough's enough, and that we, you know, we want peace. You know, we want to unify as a planet and work together. So anyway, it's like we're reaching the end of the hour. We're going to have to sign off here. So again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. hope you have a great evening and hope it's going as well as mine is here. But to me, this is a dream come true. People are joining in that dream, and hopefully it'll continue. So have a great evening. This is James Gunn with As You Wish, signing off. Good night.